This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
All right, I don't want to go down this rabbit hole, Big Mike, but it was the top thing a few days ago on Twitter. Deanna Lorraine's taking over in 15 minutes. She's here. And then the War Room, Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central. But what's your gut level on what's going to happen with this election?
I think that, you know, President Trump, I think, is going to clinch it. But it's not going to be easy, nor is it going to be pretty. If we think it's ugly now, it's going to get 10 times uglier. They're so desperate right now. And either way, whether if he loses, it's going to be bad. I mean, this new normal, this dystopian new normal that we're seeing now, that's going to be our future 100%. And it's going to be ushered in really aggressively. And if he wins, though, it's going to be also massive civil unrest because they're not just going to lay down quietly. You know, the deep state, they're not going to lay down quietly whatsoever. They're going to keep on going, and it's going to create such a huge, you know, they're going to try to overthrow the results. They're going to try to contest it.
They said they're going to have states to see.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Right. And try to sort of get the military to get Trump out of office. I mean, it's really scary either way, but I still think he's going to clinch it. But here's the thing. I think he needs to not take his base for granted. He needs to energize his base. He needs to be that Trump that we know.
I think he started doing that the last few weeks.
Yeah, finally, yes. But for a little while, I was getting a little nervous. I love President Trump, but, you know, I felt like his energy was kind of lower. And he was going along, you know, kind of with the COVID stuff. And I just want him so badly to just blow the lid off the COVID hoax. Don't you? I just want it totally blown off. With evidence, with a parade of...
I like what the Republican Party chairman of Texas, great former congressman, Alan West, has come out and said COVID is an overreaction and a bunch of hoax.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. And you know, why does he still have Fauci in there, too? That's the thing. You know, why doesn't he replace Fauci with some of the doctors from, like, the frontline doctors who actually know what they're talking about, who have actually treated COVID patients, hundreds of them? And with HCQ and everything.
Trump is starting to do that. Uh-huh. The media will give them no attention.
They're not going to give him
attention. Fauci went under the knife for a throat polyp. I'm really happy with God that he came out of it. Well, nice little photo of Fauci right there.
There's a good one. I love that doctor, though, the Stella Emanuel. She's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
But, no, I mean, like, how could he argue if he did, like, a two-week-long of COVID press conferences where he's forcing the public to watch him while he's blowing the lid up of the mass situation, of the vaccines, over and over, everything, every part of this hoax. Wouldn't that be great? I mean, what's better than a president of the United States blowing the lid off of this? Because then other countries can follow that also want freedom.
And one of the things I pinch myself on, when I go in there and go, all these doctors have been banned off YouTube and Twitter for saying treatments they've done are successful. I can't even believe it's happening. Thank God we have banned off video, but they've really done it to hundreds of prominent people. How dangerous is that?
It's really, really dangerous. And this is what's happening, though. There, you know, this hoax continues. And as it continues, we live in more of a nightmare because they are, meanwhile, restricting our freedoms more and more. They're tightening the ratchet on us. The schools are reimagined. I mean, you've looked at the schools now, right? Like six kids to a class, a mask all day. They have to play alone with a ball. They can't even go to lunch. That's child abuse.
They've been put into prison.
Yeah.
You've got the clip coming up where the two-year-old won't wear the mask or they're thrown off the plane.
Right, exactly. The two-year-old is getting thrown off a plane.
Look at this. The kids are being taught to be total prisoners.
Right. This is so scary. This is such child abuse. You have to imagine the psychological trauma these kids are experiencing. When they grow up, they're going to learn not to touch anyone, not to hug anyone. They're going to have to basically feel like they're wearing a scarf.
Which statistically makes you incredibly unhealthy and suicidal.
Oh, yeah. They're being taught how to commit suicide. Yeah. They're going to be washing their hands every 2 seconds with hand sanitizer, walking around in a bubble. The other day I saw someone was carrying a child, like a one-year-old, and he had one of those big plastic bubbles around him. And I thought, wow, imagine going through your life with your eyes looking out at the world.
All because you follow the Democrat cult that's run by the Chi-Coms.
Exactly.
And look, notice it's Asia. What's up with Asia? They seem to be the spear tip of this.
But meanwhile, they're like partying in Wuhan, right? A couple of days ago at this big dance party, inflatables in the pool and everything. Why aren't we partying like that? We can't even go to church now. We can't even sing in church.
It was education and enclosure. It's all just to see what we will
accept. We will put up with. Exactly. Like the kids in cages. These are kids in cages. Why aren't we talking about these kids in cages? How is that? You get me any such child.
The Anna Lorraine, stay right there.
How do you contest an election in the year 2020? Well, you trigger race riots. And you tell the blue states and blue cities when you're the Speaker of the House that you are legitimately now the president. That's what she said on CBS News. And that you're going to have those blue states secede. Yes, that's officially called a civil war, ladies and gentlemen. And the Democrats are backed by the EU, Hollywood, the Chi-Coms, and the whole globalist system. This is treason with a capital T. And our federal government is so paralyzed with cowards, they won't even stand up against it and do anything, even though our president has been exposing it. But here's the bottom line. You need storable food. We've got the best quality ready to ship to you right now. 2 to 4 week delivery. With 80 days out from the election, you need to get high quality storable food right now. In case they are able to pull this off, we're going to have a Great Depression, war on the streets. It'll make a road warrior look like a cakewalk. Get your high quality storable foods now and get ready and get prepared at InfoWarsStore.com. Get prepared.
Show up on time.
That's right, you do.
Yeah, baby.
Back in black.
I show up. Suit up and show up.
That's what life's showing up.
Exactly. The other half is doing it with a smile.
Or with a crowbar.
You bring a crowbar, I'll bring the smile.
That's good. I bring a smile, too. But sometimes you got to use a baseball bat.
You do. Especially with these Marxists.
Lorraine, you're taking over. You're going to host the show the last three segments. I really look forward to that. And we're going to
have
the war room coming up after that and a lot going on today.
How do I follow in your footsteps?
Oh, yeah. Much easier than you think, I tell you. No, seriously. What are the other topics you're going to cover in the next segment?
We're going to be talking about the absolute clown show that was the DNC last night. We had night one, night two, and night three. I don't think they could get any cringier than each night, but yet each night somehow proves me wrong. I don't know about you guys if you watched it or not, but
I watch it. It's so surreal. It's so bad that it's like, it's so fake. It's beautiful.
Right.
They are masters at being disingenuous and creepy.
I think if Ben is like, look at this. This is, what is this, Arsenio Hall? I mean,
this is the weird rap video. They'll play this if you want.
Was so bad. Yeah, we got to play this next segment. See, my thing is, though, maybe this is a blessing in disguise because I don't think, you know, with all the laughter in the background and the applause and you have huge stadiums filled with people normally. So we normally get to disguise.
Look at these two.
Right? Oh, these are just clowns.
It's like space aliens land. Like, look at this. They even act like they don't turn. Like,
you know he wants to get closer to her than that. You know,
they got
to
do the weird social distance.
Yeah.
It's like these bodies. I mean, what the hell?
You know if anyone hates social distancing, it's Joe Biden. He can't smell their hair.
Well, she's not young enough. She is not 3 years old.
That's true. He needs to get the real young ones. No, but really.
Imagine somebody walks up over and over again, like your five-year-old daughter. I'm meeting you after this event, baby.
Right. And he talks to the grandchildren and everything, like, wait till you're 13 years old. What does that mean? How would you feel if he said that to your grandchildren?
Well, you know what he reportedly whispers these little girls' ears? It's well known.
What he says, like, you know.
You're turning me on. I'm really horny right now.
Ew, sick.
I swear to God.
That is so disgusting. Can you imagine if he said that to your daughter?
You got Secret Service protection, so I'm not going to say it. And then you got Kamala.
Yeah.
Well, we're supposed to say Kamala.
I know. We're supposed to say it, but you know, no matter.
I'm being sarcastic. How did Biden say it wrong? He said
it was Biden, and it was Tucker. Tucker said it wrong the other night. He always calls her Kamala, and then he got scolded.
So I said Kamala. I'm right.
Yeah, I think so.
What'd you call her? Camel.
Well, I like calling her Camel Toe. Actually, because that's more appropriate. But no matter how many facelifts she has, she'll never be a fresh face for the Democrat Party. And they keep on lifting her up like she's some sort of fresh face. Same with Joe Biden. How? You know, I feel kind of bad for the younger generation because they were expecting someone new, someone vibrant.
Well, that's a real photo they got of them. Being sarcastic.
No, I know, right? Look at that. That's amazing. That is amazing. But look, without the laugh track and without the crowds, we can actually see these clowns for what they really are. And it's in their naked and all their creepy exposure. And that has been the last three nights. It's been a huge gift to the Republican Party. I just hope that the RNC has learned from this and they're not going to make the same mistakes. What do you think? Do you think that they're learning, they're taking cues, and they're going to do something different?
They should do classic big convention.
Right.
Not be wimps. Have everybody in. Disregard yes. all the BS.
I think so.
And just give them hell and fire and brimstone in America and the death of globalism. He should repeat what he said in his inaugural speech, but add the fact that he delivered.
I think so.
I delivered, and the enemy was summoned to destroy us, and this is a great battle now,
yes.
and you decide whether you'll be enslaved by these devils or not.
Can you imagine if he did that? He would get everyone uniting towards him. Everyone.
I'm ready.
You need to be president.
No. No, Trump's doing good.
I know. No, he's going to be doing
great. I have a sneaking suspicion some of what we say here will be in the speech.
People will, you know, I think that people even in the middle are longing for that. They're hungry for that. They want the man who's law and order. They're sick of the weak sauce. And if he did that, I really think that would actually bring the...
Well, metaphysically, that's how it works. It's kind of like... Trump is like the Emperor Palpatine, but in a good way.
Yeah.
I'm the Darth Vader. So we both kind of, you know,
watch. Yeah, you play off each other, I guess.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
I think the guys in the middle, I think they want that. They want the big balls that we elected Trump for. And he's got that. He just got to show it. And I think he's getting back into that big ball Trump that we love.
Yeah. We have to play the AC/DC intro song here coming in. No, seriously, let's get serious here. What are the pitfalls, though? Election fraud, these mail-in ballots.
Ballot harvesting.
Where they're just floating around. Trump's right. Cats are getting the ballots in the mail.
Oh, yeah, yeah. People who have, my grandfather passed away a couple years ago, sadly, but I'm pretty sure that they're going to have him vote Democrat, you know, for Biden. This is what they're doing. They're resurrecting people from the dead.
Well, what do you do? I can't bring myself to be engaged in fraud.
Mm-mm.
You just have to make sure your grandparents... Our great-grandparents are off the rolls.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to make sure no one's voting in their name. Don't engage in fraud. Just make sure they don't.
Right. But if they're going to be doing ballot harvesting, you know, two can play at that game, right? Well, we should be doing that, too, and beat them at the game?
Explain ballot harvesting to the viewers.
Ballot harvesting is like where they get like thousands of ballots, and then they collect them all, have everyone sign the ballots, and then, you know, collect them all, and then they deliver it all at one time.
Yeah, exactly. We don't want the Democrats delivering it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. We don't want the Democrats delivering it. But now they're trying to...
So we want everybody to volunteer. If you have to put a Hillary sticker on, so you can expose the fraud.
Exactly. And go to the polls and make sure there's no crazy business going on. Because they're going to try every single attempt to divide us, every attempt to...
What about them claiming he's removing...
Yeah, removing the post.
When it was Obama 5 years ago signed the order that removes them over the next decade. It's Obama's removing the post boxes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think they're going to do something in the last month. You know, we're at, 75 days till the election now? And again, I think we're at about 20% of the desperate tactics that they're going to deploy. I think it's going to get scarier. I think they're going to do something nuts that we're not even sure of yet at this point. They're going to kneecap us every way possible. But what can we do about it? Don't you just have this feeling it's going to get super crazy in the next few months?
Oh, I can see it politically and also feel it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why
they're going to... Another George Floyd, perhaps, incident?
Oh, my God, exactly. They're going to try everything.
Oh, yeah. Well, right now they're doing a hologram, a George Floyd hologram that's floating all over the U.S., right? And floating over statues like the Confederate statues. It's floating over Abraham Lincoln statues and everything. It's just floating over, and it's so creepy. It's like this life-size, huge George Floyd hologram that's pixelated.
The spirit searching for fentanyl.
Spirit searching, you know, it's the patron saint of
fentanyl. Give me the fentanyl.
Right, and it looks like it's made of it, too. It's all pixelated. Doesn't that look like looks like it's very real life with the meth and everything? But that's what...
That's how he was feeling when he was having that heart attack. I'm sorry he's dead, but man...
I'm sorry, too, but look at this. And
we have our fentanyl...
These are the heroes. These are the gods that they're lifting up and trying to get people to worship as false idols. And it's floating around, trying to cancel out every American statue. So I predict there's going to be more of these kinds of incidents over the next couple months, and I think that it's going to get rougher. But patriots need to stand up. I don't think we're doing enough to make a dent in what the left is doing. They're ripping down statues. They're seizing police stations. I think we need to do a lot more, get more mobilized.
The Anna Lorraine is on fire.
Yeah, we need
like
to take
a federal
back
courthouse. And I didn't plug the last few hours, so I'm going to do it now. We have the best, highest quality, affordable food. Everybody needs it in times like these to have that emergency box checked off. It's 1 to 2 weeks for delivery, depending on what you order. InfoWarsStore.com, we have the food with our big partner, but they have to get it packaged and out to you. So they say 1 to 2 weeks, InfoWarsStore.com. And we have this big special going that is free shipping on all the best-selling supplements at 50 to 60% off. And it's your purchase that makes it all possible. Or try out the new activated charcoal toothpaste that we have that is enamel safe as well from Dr. Jones Essentials, also at InfoWarsStore.com. It takes a lot of money to pay for this operation, the satellites, the servers, the crew, the legal, the Democrats trying to shut us down. But thanks to you supporting us through all of this, we're still here and in ways stronger than ever. And as the New World Order unfolds, as globalism gets crazier and crazier, as all of this becomes apparent, we have to be on air at those critical points because we're getting stronger, not weaker. People understand we told the truth. They understand the cost, but are they supporting us? Get supplements, get T-shirts, get books, get films, get air filtration, get high-quality, affordable food you and your family need at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the second American Revolution worldwide. I want to thank you all for your support. Dan Lorraine is about to take over. I got her right here in the main seat right now on the other side. Tell folks to tune in. Then
Stick around. We're going to go over some craziness. You're going to want to stick around. I'm going to follow up the big guys.
No, the big guy. The big guys are fat. And the war room's coming up.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract is got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Lorraine, your host for today, hovering for Alex Jones, the great. I don't know how I'm going to follow in his footsteps, but I'll definitely give it a try. How's everyone doing today? Now, last night was day three of the insane clown show, otherwise known as the DNC. And I'm pretty sure most of you watched it. It was abysmal, but luckily it has just displayed full-blown who the Democrats really are. So we're going to play a couple clips from it just to recap this insanity. But the first was Kamala's speech. Now, Kamala, she actually said with a straight face that the coronavirus promotes racism, that the coronavirus is tied into George Floyd and police brutality and the racial division in our country. So we know that they're trying to connect the dots. They've been trying to connect it from day one because that's all part of the PSYOP. But the fact that she actually, with a straight face, tied it in is something else. So let's roll the clip here and see how the hell she, Kamala Harris, is tying it in with a straight face during her speech. Do we have the clip?
Loss of normalcy. And yes, the loss of certainty. And while this virus touches us all, we got to be honest, it is not an equal opportunity offender. Black, Latino, and Indigenous people are suffering and dying disproportionately. And this is not a coincidence. It is the effect of structural racism, of inequities in education and technology, healthcare and housing, job security and transportation. The injustice in reproductive and maternal health care, in the excessive use of force by police, and in our broader criminal justice system. This virus, it has no eyes, and yet it knows exactly how we see each other and how we treat each other. And let's be clear. There is no vaccine for racism. We've got to do the work for George Floyd, for Breonna Taylor, for the lives of too many others to name, for our children, and for all of us. We've got to do the work to fulfill that promise of equal justice under law. Because here's the thing, none of us are free until all of us.
So that was Kamala Harris and the DNC last night. And honestly, that was even worse than I remembered it. She's basically admitting that the coronavirus is a weapon. It's whatever the hell they want it to be. And it somehow sees people and sees and hears how we treat people. It feels people. It somehow knows racism and promotes racial division. She also tied it into police brutality. She tied it into women's reproductive rights. I mean, how many different ways can the coronavirus have a mind of its own? But that's been the problem since day one, and we all know this. This is why it's such a sham. This is why when they install curfews, like in Miami-Dade County, if there's an 8 p.m. curfew for the coronavirus. Now, please tell me what kind of a coronavirus, what kind of any virus is smart enough that when you are sitting at a bar at 7:59 p.m., you're totally safe from the coronavirus. All of a sudden at 8 p.m., the clock switches and boom, here comes the coronavirus coming to get you. All of a sudden, you're super contagious for the coronavirus. Have you ever heard of a virus like that? No, you haven't, because it's not real. Just like we've never heard of any kind of a virus that goes around and goes to churches but skips Walmarts, that goes to people's family barbecues but skips Black Lives Matter rallies. We've never heard of any kind of a virus like that that's so sophisticated, so intelligent, and so discriminatory, because it doesn't exist. But I think that it's funny last night that, you know, and I actually got some comments last night from people who were liberals saying, you know what, this is a little bit of a stretch. You know, this is a bit of a stretch. And they're starting to realize, especially with all the constant blaming of the coronavirus and the job loss from President Trump, people are finally, I think, starting to wake up to the reality that this coronavirus is a political weapon used by the deep state. And people are realizing it. It's all for the purpose of destroying our country. I even had some liberals the other day. I have a couple liberal friends who were friends from college, okay? And they're slowly starting to wake up. One of my friends was walking down the street right along the beach, and a woman screamed at her for not wearing a mask, and she called her a pig for not wearing a mask. And, of course, you can't say this to any of her other liberal friends, so she complained to me about it, and she said, you know what, Deanna, I finally am starting to see what's going on here. I'm finally starting to see a little bit what the conservatives have been complaining about this whole time. So I do think they're, as usual, they're overplaying their hand here. But let's go back to Kamala again. We got one more awesome comment from her where she somehow says with a straight face, I know a predator when I see one. Yes, with a straight face, she says, I know a predator when I see one. Can we roll that clip?
I have fought for children and survivors of sexual assault. I fought against transnational criminal organizations. I took on the biggest banks and helped take down one of the biggest for-profit colleges. I know a predator when I see one.
I mean, you can't make this stuff up, folks. I know a predator when I see one. Yet she surrounds herself with predators like Joe Biden, who she actually said last year that she believed Tara Reid. She believed the people who are accusing him of sexual harassment and assault and sniffing women's hair and whatever the hell else creepy things that he's into. And she surrounds herself with Bill Clinton, who we know is a known rapist and pedophile. Okay. All right. Sounds good, Kamala. You know a predator when I see one. Well, what kind of an investigator, what kind of a prosecutor are you who understands predators? And this is, again, I think this just on full display, we see the monstrosity, we see the hypocrisy, we see the creep factor of the Democrats on display, because we don't have a laugh track, we don't have fans in the background cheering, we got them on full display in the flesh. And we will be right back with a quick break. We're going to go into more of this crazy.
When the corrupt establishment began pushing Joe Biden 2 years ago, they knew he had serious cognitive problems. He has always been an empty suit that does what he's told by the globalists and their allied crime syndicates. Kamala Harris is even worse and does whatever she's told. She's bought and paid for by Silicon Valley, the Chi-Coms, and others. So, she has been chosen because she's part African. And now anyone that criticizes her will be called a racist and evil, and she is now above reproach. Ladies and gentlemen, we must expose this monster for who she is. We must expose the fact that she wanted minimum sentences for black people 3 times longer than white people, and that the woman is a monster. Kamala Harris will end up being our president if they're able to steal the election. And she is a 110% New World Order puppet. Now more than ever, we must expose this monster. We must expose the globalists.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Welcome back to InfoWars. This is Deanna Lorraine, guest hosting for the great Alex Jones. And we're just doing a little bit of a recap of the absolute freak show that has been the DNC all week long, the DNC over Zoom with no people, no fans in the audience. And what is so fantastic about this is not only it's a gift, obviously, to the RNC, it's a gift to conservatives, but in many ways it is, but it's also, it skins, literally, it's like leaving these liberals, these leftists naked. Because there's no laugh track in the background, there's no audience in the background to mute their creepiness. We could just see them in all their creepy glory and all their weird flaws, warts and all. So we're going to go with this clip in a second. We're going to play this clip of a guy who literally his only job was to announce President or Vice President Joe Biden. And he couldn't even say his name right. He didn't even know his name. And then we get into the what I think is the cringiest moment of maybe the DNC so far, where they announced his presidency, Joe Biden's presidency, their endorsement, and it got into some weird stuff. So let's play this clip right now, the cringe, what I think is the cringiest moment of the DNC so far.
In the pursuit of a more just future, one that recognizes health care as a human right, one that tackles the climate crisis and takes on racial and economic justice, Wisconsin cast 30 votes for Bernie Sanders and 67 for the next president of the United States of America, Joseph Biden. Joseph R. Biden.
Oh my God, Joe doesn't even know where he is. He doesn't know where he is. I mean, people popping out of a library, like with streamers and everything, this is so creepy. These are obviously trained SEALs clapping.
Oh my God, how much are these people paying?
So weird. Oh my gosh. What is he dancing right now? Oh, this is so weird. This is hard to watch.
He's officially been nominated by the Democratic Party as our candidate for President of the United States. Vice President Biden is hereby invited to deliver an acceptance speech.
Oh my God. He does not know where he is.
Very, very much. From the bottom of my heart, thank you all. It means the world to me and my family.
Looks like Antifa in the background.
See you on Thursday. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Joe Biden and his family supported his nomination, the Democratic. He's putting on that mask. Democratic nominee for President Joe Biden. We'll be right back.
He's putting on that mask. Did you hear them in the background? He's putting on that mask. He's such a pandering fool, putting on the mask at the end. And the mask is symbolic, too. What he's really telling you is, if you vote for me, this is your future. Your future is comprised of, it's going to be comprised of obedience and silence and control. That's the future you can vote for. Now, the other creepy thing about this is, we realized this later, some people called this out, but in those Zoom shots, right, where all these people's clapping, and there's like a cluster of all these people, it's about 30 people in windows, what they found is that they are so fraudulent that they duplicated people. Oh my God, they duplicated people over and over in these Zoom shots. So they couldn't even find 30 original people to support and clap for Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. That's how bad it is, folks. That's how bad it is. Now, when you look at these trained, you know, actors, right, who are clapping and who just, you know, they're zooming up and they're clapping, right? You look at that and you compare that with Trump's real supporters and his rallies, which are just roaring and screaming and shouting. You know, women are practically throwing their bras at President Trump because he's such a rock star. It is literally night and day, guys. It is night and day. It is fake versus real. And that's all they have. I can't believe their PSYOP goes to these lengths where they have to literally superimpose fans in there just to generate some sort of excitement. Now we're going to talk a little bit about Pelosi, Nasty Pelosi, who I obviously ran against, and I know a lot about her. I know this woman very intimately. But Pelosi's speech was also pretty cringe. Do we have that clip? Okay.
And now, please welcome
Speaker
of the United States House
of
Representatives,
Nancy Pelosi. It's my honor to bring you the greetings of House Democrats, the most diverse majority in history, more than 60% women, people of color, and LGBTQ. Our diversity is our strength. Our unity is our power. this month, as America marks the centennial of women, finally women winning the right to vote, we do so with 105 women in the House. Proudly, 90 are Democrats.
Ew, that's scary.
Women marched and fought and never gave in. We stand on their shoulders, charged with carrying forward the unfinished work of our nation, advanced by heroes from Seneca Falls to Selma to Stonewall. 4 years ago, when President Obama and Vice President Biden were in the White House, they made us proud.
I like the birds flying in the background.
And their leadership made our country great. In that spirit, we come together now, not to decry the darkness, but to light a way forward for our country. That is the guiding purpose of House Democrats fighting for the people.
Really?
We have sent the Senate bills for lower health care costs, for bigger paychecks, for cleaner government, protecting John Lewis's voting rights, and enacting George Floyd Justice and Policing Act.
Always, always pulling in George Floyd and John Lewis.
LGBTQ equality, to prevent gun violence, and to preserve our planet for future generations.
I can't even watch this anymore.
More. All of this is possible for America. Who was standing in the way? Mitch McConnell and Donald Trump.
Notice she had to basically look at her script to say, what's standing in the way? Mitch McConnell and Donald Trump. You also wonder, too, I mean, notice how she was dressed in all white and she was clutching her hands like she was praying. She's talking about guiding light. These are all just part of the psyop, right? She's trying to look all angelic and pristine and white. Who is she fooling? She's not fooling anyone. She's as demonic as they come, and I know that firsthand from battling her. So, you know, notice too how, and I've been calling it from the beginning, Alex has been calling it from the beginning, obviously, but part of this is connecting COVID with police brutality and climate change and sustainable development, right? And people in the beginning say, no, you're crazy, they're not going to connect it. And look what, they're already doing it. They're connecting climate change and sustainable development and all the goals of Agenda 2030 or Agenda 21. They're connecting it all, folks. And we see even, you know, coronavirus because of coronavirus, we shouldn't eat meat anymore. We should restrict our meat. We should become vegans. Okay. All of a sudden it's because of coronavirus, we should start moving into smaller homes. Yeah, okay. Because of coronavirus, we should stop going to churches. It's all because of coronavirus. You know, we should be wearing masks during sex. We should be not kissing anymore or procreating. All of this is just a cover, right? Coronavirus is just a cover. But it's ridiculous for those of us who are awake and who know what's up and who connected the dots already. And you can see Agenda 2030. We can see the fourth industrial revolution, which was, of course, created by the World Economic Forum and all these globalist actors. You just go on it and they tell you the plans right there in black and white. They tell you it. They're not hiding it, folks. They're not hiding it. It's our damn fault if we're not going to do anything about it when they're putting those plans right there in black and white. You know, and then we got Soros's granddaughter. Greta Thunberg, who is thumbing her nose at all of us and telling us exactly what to do and what to be. She's telling all of these adults. And we're going to go forward. We're going to talk a little bit more about this when we come back in just a minute. Stick with us in InfoWars. I'm Deanna Lorraine. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030. If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to Alex Jones. This is Deanna Lorraine hosting for the Alex Jones Show. And we are just going over the craziness of this week. It is the Twilight Zone. And every day I feel like I'm stuck in a horrible Arnold Schwarzenegger movie that just doesn't end. And then it's like combined with Groundhog Day. And we just can't seem to get out of this nightmare. But we're doing the best we can. We're at least having some fun while we're doing it. So last night, another funny thing happened. You know, you always have to look at symbolism, right? We have to look at symbolism and because, you know, the deep state, the left, they're all about it. Last night, I noticed something interesting with Pocahontas, with Elizabeth Warren, when she was giving her extremely prepared and rehearsed speech. She was doing it, first of all, in a creepy kids kindergarten daycare slash situation with kids painting in the background and everything. But then she also had, in block letters, BLM spelled out in the background over her right shoulder. I mean, come on, it was so weird. So if you zoom up there, it spells out BLM. Oh my God, you're so clever, Pocahontas. You're so cool. What is that signaling? What is that signaling? Are they trying to signal an uprising? I don't know. But how much more of this BLM pandering can we do, folks? It's just non-stop. Now, I was in a parking lot, and I was videotaping this baby, you know, there was a couple that was carrying a baby, and the baby had like this shield. It was wearing like this little shield and a hazmat suit. And I was just videotaping. I was thinking, wow, what a sad life. You know, this kid's going to grow up totally traumatized. And then all of a sudden, boom, this big black woman comes up next to me and says, what are you videotaping? Are you videotaping my car? What are you videotaping? And she starts threatening me, getting up in my face, yelling at me. And I had to fully convince her for 5 minutes that I was not, in fact, videotaping her car. And so she sat there while she made me go through my phone and show her my videos. And she had little kids with her, a little boy and a little girl that she was holding their hands with and screaming at me. And it just goes to show you how effective this race war really is. You know, they're training people, they're training the whole black community to literally hate whites, to tell their little boys, their little girls that white people are bad and white people are racist and everything that we do is wrong. And it's just a sad world because boys and girls, they're supposed to grow up colorblind, you know, and they're supposed to think that everyone loves them, which is true. But they are fueling these racial tensions. And notice how BLM, again, is a Marxist organization. You know it. I know it. And even in their website, they say we are here to disrupt the Western family unit. Right? It says there right there on their website. Boom. And I had a fight with Cardi B about it, too, the other day, who talked about WAP, you know, her new single WAP out there. Of course, Joe Biden had to go and interview her, not doing any other interviews except he's doing it with Cardi B, which was a big crap show. If you actually saw this interview, I didn't even know she's speaking English. But this is what's going on. This is the level of pandering and disunity they're creating between blacks and whites right now. It's sick. Thankfully, a lot of the black community, they're waking up. They're seeing right through this BS, but it's pretty bad right now. And they're going to continue this no matter what. I think it's going to get a lot worse. We see, obviously, with the national anthem, nobody's even standing up for it anymore. And they will do it. They will keep going for it. And I think almost the more that President Trump says stand up for the national anthem, we're not, you know, I think that people are doing it out of rebellion. And by the way, we're going to talk about in a second, too, the additional, you know, psyop of trying to divide the family unit up. It's all population control. Oh, there we go right now. And just out of curiosity, who here actually likes looking at sports games and watching sports games with no fans in there? They got paper cutouts. They got blow up dolls. They got digital Zoom superimposed fans out there. I don't want to watch that. I don't want to see that. I don't want to have that be my new normal. I want to watch a real baseball games with fans cheering in the background. So it's all just a part of this disunity. You know, they're trying to dehumanize us. They're trying to take us away from humanity and have this virtual touchless society. It's super dystopian. It's super creepy. But they've laid these plans out for us. And we're the dumb ones for not actually doing anything about it when we see these plans in black and white. They've also, just in the last week, I was joking about this for months on my podcast, saying that, you know, sooner or later, they're going to talk about making a mandatory mask during sexual relations. And guess what? This is not a joke anymore. They're actually promoting us kissing, wearing masks, and having sexual relations wearing a mask. I'm not exactly sure who's going to monitor that or what kind of fine they're going to enforce on us. But yeah, they're saying social distancing. They're actually promoting, especially on the Canadian government website, they're saying that we should start having barriers and walls up during sex. They're saying, hope I can say this, it's a family show, but glory holes during sex. You know, I mean, how are they promoting this kind of stuff on a government website? You know, you can't make this stuff up. And at the same time, they're saying no kissing because kissing spreads COVID faster. So this is just about ushering in virtual reality, right? Virtual reality sex, porn. And we know the side effects of this. We know the long-term repercussions of a society that's addicted to virtual reality and porn and everything. You know, people think, oh, this is just in the meantime. This is just to get us through this pandemic. And they're going to go with it because they're just such sheep. But this is not just a temporary situation. What they're trying to do is get us used to this. They're trying to get us used to this virtual world, this touchless society where we're lacking humanity. I don't know about you, but I can't even watch another Zoom conference to save my life. A friend of mine had a bachelorette party a couple weeks ago on Zoom. I'm like, are you kidding me? I can't do this anymore. I don't want to watch people on Zoom anymore. I want to see you guys. I want to touch you guys. I mean, this is the society that we were raised. We're raised to be social creatures, and they want to strip us all of that kind of humanity. So that's why we can't get used to it. We have to fight. You know, President Trump, he's just one man. Everyone says they're waiting for this plan. They're waiting for President Trump. That's great. President Trump's a powerful man. But at the end of the day, he is just one man, okay? We are the people, and we are supposed to be having the power. And the government is supposed to be afraid of its people. We're not supposed to be afraid of the government. Just like what V for Vendetta says, we're supposed to be having the power. And people have forgotten that. People have forgotten how to rise up. The deep state, the left, they're so well mobilized. They're so well funded. And while we're having some nice rallies on the weekends and honking horns, waving American flags, they are literally seizing police stations, ripping down monuments, and erasing our culture. And by the way, we're going to go to Chris Cuomo, or sorry, his brother, Andrew Cuomo's speech in a second. We're going to see what he really thinks about his job as New York governor handling the coronavirus. So let's look at that little speech last night, just a little clip of it.
Hello. Today's Monday, day 170. New Yorkers were ground zero for the COVID virus.
Okay.
And have gone from one of the highest infection rates on the globe to one of the lowest. We climbed the impossible mountain, and right now we are on the other side. We did it with the kindness and assistance of so many. New Yorkers want to thank everyone who came to our aid. 30,000 Americans who volunteered to come here to help in our hour of need. Your love gave us the strength to carry on. We went through hell, but we have learned much. We know that our problems go beyond the COVID virus. COVID is the symptom, not the illness.
What?
Our nation is in crisis, and in many ways, COVID is just a metaphor. A virus attacks when the body is weak and when it cannot defend itself. Over these past few years, America's body politic has been weakened. The divisions have been growing deeper. The anti-Semitism, the anti-Latino, the anti-immigrant fervor, the racism in Charlottesville, where the KKK didn't even bother to wear their hoods. And in Minnesota, where the life was squeezed from Mr. Floyd. Only a strong body can fight off the virus. And America's divisions weakened it. Donald Trump didn't create the initial division. The division created Trump. He only made it worse.
I can't even.
Our collective strength is exercised through government. It is, in effect, our immune system.
Get this guy away from me.
And our current federal government is dysfunctional.
It's so bad. You know, it's like you play, we should play a drinking game. How many times can they say soul of this nation? How many times can they tie KKK into coronavirus and talk about white hoods? But they're saying it right there, guys. They're saying coronavirus is a metaphor. The coronavirus is the symptom. It's not the illness. It's not the problem. They're telling you right there it's not real. How many more signs do we have to know, guys? Anyone who's still believing this is a real, serious, deadly virus, I got some problems for you. Okay, guys, thank you so much for watching. I'm Deanna Lorraine. You can pick up my book, Taking Back America, on Amazon, but maybe better than just supporting Jeff Bezos, we can connect it with InfoWars sometime in the near future. So thanks so much for watching. This is the Alex Jones Show. This is Deanna Lorraine hosting for him, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Attention, radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.